Hour, the Dunham and Miller Show, brought to you by Sport Clips.
Roundtables rule the day tomorrow at Sneaky Pete's on Lake Louisville. Beer, babes, fun, and yucks with the guys. And the time wasters say, it's Conn's Summer Bash from Metro VW and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ticket promo crew will be at Victory Park Saturday from 11 until 3:30 watching the USA versus England World Cup match on the big screens down there at Victory Park. Huge HD screens with the big World Cup game and the ticket crew hanging out. It's 8:43. We'll get into the Ranger game here in about 20 minutes from last night. But first, with Ty Walker filling in for Rich Phillips this morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Ty. Whenever we talk to you, we are always interested in your love life. It seems to always never really be going that well. So what we thought we would do this morning is a little experiment. Gordon, you want to set up the experiment?
Yeah, what we're going to do here, Ty, is we're worried that you don't have enough game with women when you're talking to them, and that's why you've never scored any really serious long-term relationship. What was your longest relationship?
About 8 months.
Hmm. Yeah, never made it a year.
Well, that's okay. You're still in your, what, early 20s, mid-20s?
No, I turned 40 in July.
Oh,
oh dear.
See, I think you look a lot younger than that, Ty, and that's a good thing to have going for you.
Thank you.
This is a tough one. You never had a lot of success with women, so what we've done is we've scoured the entire internet and the entire Metroplex and state of Texas and beyond and found us a woman. Please welcome Alexis.
Hello.
To the show.
Hi.
Hi,
Alexis.
Now, Alexis, what do you do for a living?
She's just out in the cubicle.
Oh.
What?
What do you do for a living?
I do traffic reports.
Okay.
Yeah.
For which stations?
Yeah.
Heard you. Yeah. Very well.
Mm-hmm.
She's awesome.
I-93 and 1310 The Ticket.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey.
I know.
Kind of a ticket tie in there.
Put the
That's
face
right.
of the voice. Okay.
Now, you do a great job.
What we've done here, Ty, is we've imported this woman because we want to hear a simulated conversation between the two of you as if you were going out on a date, okay? Sitting at a restaurant, maybe a little fine dining. So if you were to take a girl out on a date, Ty, where would you take her?
A dinner date. Where would you go?
How about the Olive Garden? That's a great place.
Okay.
That is a fine place.
Fine place.
What's wrong with the Olive Garden?
Love
the Olive Garden. Lots of breadsticks.
Well, your goal is not just to see how much bread you can eat. All right, give us a little romantic music there, Jaron. We'll... Oh, okay. See, it's kind of happening here at the Olive Garden.
Maybe a little music, maybe?
Nice restaurant sounds there. Hey. Okay, now you guys are sitting down. Now, Ty, do you pull out the chair for her? Do you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Try to be a gentleman.
All right. So we're just going to step back here and be observers, and we'll buzz in when we feel like you've messed something up, Ty, and give you pointers and advice.
Can Junior play the part of the waiter?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Kind of that would be great.
Sounding. Okay,
sure.
He's a former waiter and everything.
Can I ask for just a little info?
He's getting nervous already.
No.
He can't speak.
Is this a blind date? Talked to her?
No.
I
think you just need to talk to her and get to know her. This is the first time you've really talked with her.
Yeah, here we go. Ty and Alexis on a date.
So, how about the Olive Garden, huh?
Sounds good. I'm hungry.
Oh.
Okay. Let's not start any from the beginning. How about the Olive Garden?
Terrible start.
Huh?
You're already there.
You're
at the table. You're at the table.
Yes, you're sitting down.
I'm trying to build up where we're at. It's the coolest place to be.
The hostess has just seated you.
Yes.
Your waiter will be right with you.
Okay.
Now it's you two.
Okay. So, how's your day been?
Pretty good. How's yours?
That's all right. Not bad. It's better now that you're here.
All right.
What? Ty, take it seriously.
This
is serious.
That's not serious. The fake laugh, 70s stuff. No.
It's amazing you don't get shot on these dates.
All right. Go.
Well, I don't... Okay. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
He's already stumbled.
Don't stop. So smooth.
Oh, no.
Get into her sexual history. Go ahead.
I thought this was supposed to be serious. I'm not going to ask her about her sexual history on the first date.
Okay.
All right.
So, how's it going?
Excuse me. I hate to interrupt here, but my name's Craig. I'll be waiting on you tonight.
Hi, Craig.
What can I get you to drink?
I'll have a Diet Coke, please.
Okay.
I'll have what she's having. Diet Coke.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Thank you. More breadsticks, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Boy's already down 10 of those.
Yeah.
Let him go. We need silence here to see how Ty operates. So I've just left the table.
So, Alexis, are you from this area, or did you move here from somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm from Michigan. I've been in Texas for about 5 years, though.
How do you like Texas?
I like it a lot.
You glad you moved here and stuff?
See, that was good, though. That was good.
It was good, yeah. That was all right.
Where in Michigan?
Where in Michigan?
What's Michigan like?
Well, you know.
There's so many things you could have done with that, and instead you just veered off into a cul-de-sac.
You beat me before I got to my next question, was where were you from in Michigan?
All right. Let's back up.
All right, roll back up.
Back up to the conversation.
So where in Michigan are you from?
I'm from the Kalamazoo area.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you grew up there, went to high school there?
I did.
Where'd you go to college?
University of Michigan.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Stu Cedar?
No, I don't.
All right.
I know of him, but I don't know him
personally. Don't ask about Stu.
All right, here are your Diet Cokes. Can I bring you an appetizer?
Yeah, more breadsticks, please.
I think I'm okay. Thank you, though.
Okay.
See, he's already sounding like a cheap date here.
Yeah,
he hasn't told her. He hasn't asked her, hey, what's you kind of in the mood to eat here?
Right. What
he
do you like to eat? What do you want?
In
you
Thai,
doing?
When the waiter asks if you want an appetizer, you order something fancy off the menu, something fun or fancy, or you don't ask for more of the freebies.
Yes, she's going to think you're cheap.
Okay, well, give us a few minutes here to look at the menu. We'll get back with you, Craig. Thanks for joining us.
Be right back.
More breadsticks. So,
don't do that.
Excuse me.
Always a mood killer.
Too much garlic. Alexis, so tell me, when was your last relationship? How long has it been since you dated somebody for...
I'm currently still in one, actually.
Oh, whoa.
Oh. Well, right, we're pretending you're not.
Oh, yeah.
That's awful.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Oh, I've been single for about 6 months now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So was it a very serious relationship? I mean, was there talk of marriage at some point?
Is this our first date?
Yeah, you're getting really personal right there.
What the hell do you want from me?
And it sounds like a job interview, too.
Just asking.
You don't have any game with women to talk? I mean, you need
not when I'm talking on the radio.
So stiff.
Kind of put me
just
in
kind
the
of
spot
high pressure
here.
Situation.
Very high pressure.
Okay, what would you...
Ty, you got to stop that.
Excuse me.
What would you order on a first date? Do you, like, load up and just...
Carb out?
Carb out, bloat
stop
your belly up.
Breadsticks.
No, I'd probably, you know, I would try to eat...
Bomber bathroom when you go back to her apartment.
Alexis, if someone was releasing gas like this at this rate, would you be out of there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You wouldn't stay for...
You ever had a guy do that on a date with you?
No. I would get up and leave.
It's always time.
Just get up and leave?
Yes, that is awful.
But you didn't pull him a finger. You did kind of like Ty's mustache, though, didn't you?
Yeah, Ty, keep the mustache.
No.
I like it's working for you. No, it looks good.
It's too much gray.
Plus it tickles, girl.
Well, dye it, then.
Mm. Hmm. Okay, now, Ty, how deep into her personal life would you go? Would you start talking about her family, her parents?
I guess it would depend on how it's going. You know, I mean, if you think it's going well, then you kind of dig a little deeper.
Poor girls that get asked out on a date and they don't know how to say no, and then they end up dating a guy with Ty who's vibrating the floor like that.
I've got IBS, apparently.
And then she has to ride it out. She's got to know within the first 5 minutes that Ty has nothing.
Yeah.
And then she has to sit there throughout the whole meal.
Don't most women on a first date know pretty quickly whether
this
is going anywhere?
Absolutely.
Alexis is crying over there.
She's getting a free meal out of it.
I slipped Craig a note to help get me out of here. Devising a plan right now.
I'm sorry to interrupt again.
Oh, hey, Greg.
Ma'am, we've had a call to the front desk.
No.
You're needed at home.
Oh, no.
I better go.
Can I call you later?
This is the last chance. Let's hear Ty's final try to get into her pants. Or apartment.
Oh, Ty.
So can I see you again sometime?
Oh, it's horrible.
I can't stand listening to it.
You've been a really nice date. I apologize for all the gas. If you can overlook that, I'd love to see you again.
All right.
She's not answering you.
What? Come on.
I don't know what to say in between all the farts.
That's an ender.
That is it.
Thank you, Alexis. Alexis for playing along with.
Sorry.
Trying to help out our friend.
Go back and watch some porn.
As he tries to find some game with women. 850 some odd here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.